With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea Simontov, you're not going to be like Kathy Kaler and steal time, are you?
Well, I have to tell you something. Only because it was Kathy Kaler can I even begin to forgive you. she is, first of all, Kathy is the funniest. I don't know if your people know how funny she is, but she is very funny. She is extremely irreverent, and I'm just crazy about her. So, and of course.
Funny, you could be talking about somebody else I know, funny, irreverent, and could it be you, Andrea Simontov? Let's get to the topic of the day, which is keeping panic at bay. That had me perplexed because I don't know what panic you're referring to.
Well, you know, so let me tell you. Anyway, so, and you did play music. You played my camel music.
I did.
So, I'd like to get out and see a camel. I'd like to see anything. Anyway, I've been speaking with like all these people. I went out of the house the other day. Now, you know that we are, I'm embarrassed to tell you, because I know that in South Africa, there are not really too many inoculations in sight. So just be kind to me. Be kind to me. I'm not being arrogant here. Nevertheless, yeah. Simon, yeah. I went out the other day, you know, the husband called, it was something we had to see. So this time I was able to find some support underwear and I got in the car and we were driving and I was in a panic. I hadn't been in a car and I was crazy. I said, you're too close to the other cars. Watch, put on your blinker. I was so nervous driving and I just got off the phone with my friend Kathy, not Kathy Kaler, another Kathy. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't left her New York apartment in like 4 months. Not because of any kind of agoraphobia or anything, because it's scary out there. And suddenly, she's about to get her first shot, her first inoculation. She told me she's having panic attacks, and she doesn't know why. So we were kind of parsing it, and I was thinking about the Israel experience of my being so nervous out there with people. Many of us, without even knowing it, there's this mind-body connection, and we might think we're okay. But we're not okay, Simon. We have become hypersensitive, extremely frail in some way. And it reminded me of thinking, you know, there's parents who say to their kids, you know, don't eat that. Don't put that in your mouth. It has germs. And then there's other parents who sit and say, you know, germs are okay. It builds up the antibodies. It creates the defense. Sure. And I'm thinking about an oyster. There's some oysters that get a grain of sand and they create a pearl. And then there's other oysters that are really, they're a waste. You know, I watch these YouTube videos and they chuck the oysters. And I'm just thinking about this vulnerability. We're emerging. For those of us who are blessed enough to kind of be carrying these green passports or have been offered this glimmer of hope, it's not business as usual. Yay, hooray, they're opening a restaurant, they're opening the gym, let's get out there. We're fragile, we're damaged, we bruise easily. I'm even thinking about our interactions. You know, I don't think that we have kept up our social skills by Zooming. We've done something by Zooming, but it's not the same as breathing the air. And I don't want to be corny. It's not the Barbara Streisand song, you know, people who meet people. But there's something very, very different. I could just throw out one more thought.
Please.
100 years ago, there was a book in the 60s, late, early 60s, by the great Jules Pfeiffer. And it was called Harry the Rat with Women. And the whole premise behind the book was this guy that was so gorgeous, so stud-like, so stunning. Everything was, the world was his oyster. We're getting back to that oyster thing. You think I have like a little trade thing going on? But anyway, and one day, he's like gorgeous and women are throwing themselves. And again, it was very sexist. It was very early 60s. And something happened. And through the corner of his eye, he became emotional about something. He had never sensed an emotion before. And he gets a pimple.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And then he takes a cat down from a tree and one of his teeth breaks. And by the end of the book, he's become so connected with the human race, but he's almost repulsive by having let the outside in. And of course, we're not talking about that kind of drama, but we're saying we've become also, for many of us, kind of impervious and we've lost some of the skills, and it's going to take time. And if it's taking us a year to get to this point, we might need another year to discover kindness and interaction and just being able to crawl back under our rocks and stay out for a little bit longer each day. And that's what I'm kind of sensing. What do you think, Simon?
I'm completely agreeing with you. I just wish we had so much more time. I'm thinking I was in Israel in the 80s when the bombs from Saddam were being lopped over at us and the azakot, the sirens, used to go off. And then the war finished. And honest to goodness, 4, 5, 6, 7 months later, when I heard a motorcycle go past, my stomach would just cringe because it was the same sound. And I don't know the extent to which we are going to suffer the after effects of this experience that we've all been through. And that's why I'm so grateful talking to you, because you're kind of ahead of the curve and you're telling us what is ahead, what the issues are. We're going to shake somebody's hand without wanting to go and wash our hands 5 times afterwards. I don't know. And what is this going to do to our humanity? I don't know, but I'm out of time.
Everybody, watch. By the way, Simon, I'm going to send you a note. There's a movie I want you to watch. I want you to watch it, and then we'll decide whether or not we'll speak about it next week on the show. But remember, post-traumatic stress syndrome is not only about bombs and fires. We're undergoing something very powerful, and it remains to be parsed, understood, cherished, and even protected.
100%. And just before you go, and we can't talk about this, but this is from Ronnie. She says, I swear you took the words out of my mouth. Andrea is by far one of the funniest, most compelling, and engaging people ever. And Em wants to know, how's your dog? In 2 sentences, how's your dog, Andrea?
My dog. I'm getting my dog a trainer.
Oh, that's good news. Oh,
and whoever says a compliment can come over for Shabbos.
Gosh, I love speaking to you. We're going to leave it there, Andrea.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.